Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. The word of God that we'll consider this morning, portion of our gospel reading for today, comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 12 as follows. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So far, the Holy Word. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, from whose love Scripture promises we can never be separated, dear fellow redeemed. In the year 1807, the British poet William Wordsworth produced one of the poems that he would be most famous for in later years, entitled The Happy Warrior. It was written in honor of Admiral Lord Nelson, the great hero of the Battle of Trafalgar. The poem describes the ideal soldier who is able to face hardship and trouble and persecution cheerfully and with a calm demeanor, content in the knowledge that his cause is just. That certainly did describe Lord Nelson, who, although he went through a lot of suffering and was wounded multiple times, in fact losing one arm and one eye eventually, he ended up being Britain's most effective naval commander ever. Yet this man was, by all accounts, not only a great commander and famous and glorious, he was also humble and kind. And he inspired, because of those qualities, fierce loyalty in the people who served under him. Wordsworth's poem about him became famous, and ever since then, that term, happy warrior, has been applied to anybody who's like Nelson, people who face severe opposition and hardship, and yet continue to fight on cheerfully and effectively in a just cause. You know, there's a whole class of people who fit that description perfectly. They're called the Christians. These are the followers of Jesus of Nazareth, who down through the ages have faced the bitter scorn and persecution of the world around them, and yet have faced it with cheerfulness and calm. That persecution, of course, still exists in our world of today. Some places it's severe and manifests itself in an outward way, and some places it's less severe and more concealed. Some feel Christian persecution is on the rise here in our own country, and that may be true. Maybe you've felt saddened and hurt by the world, way the world around you treats Christians. Perhaps you felt some persecution yourself. Or maybe you haven't felt it, and you're wondering, why not? In either case, our text for today has answers for you. Jesus tells us that Christians are happy warriors. For at least three reasons. Because we're fighting in a righteous cause, we're fighting for a great reward, and we're fighting in the best company. Our text for today, as you no doubt realized when I read it, comes from one of the most famous parts of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, the part that many people know by heart, where Jesus says, for instance, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek," and so forth. Sometimes these sayings are referred to as makarisms because the Greek word that occurs here, makarios, is an adjective that means blessed. But it means a lot more than that, too. After all, a person can have many blessings and still be miserable. But a person who is makarios is a person who has an inner happiness, who has a joy that pervades his or her whole being. Ironically, the people Jesus mentions in this text are the ones that you would think least likely to be happy, the poor in spirit, the meek, those who mourn. And that's especially true of the last of the makarisms, the one that forms our text for today, verses 10 through 12. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted." Persecute, very expressive word in the Greek too, by the way. A persecutor is not someone who is neutral toward you or someone who is mildly annoyed with you. A persecutor is someone who hates you, someone who will actively pursue you for the purpose of making you suffer and solely for the reason that you're a Christian. Well, who would enjoy that experience? Who would ever think that persecution could make you happy? For most people, the result of persecution is sorrow, suffering, depression. But Christians are different. Jesus says Christians are happy warriors. Why? Well, first of all, because we're fighting in a righteous cause. You know, Christians aren't masochists. We don't enjoy pain and persecution. And we're not fighting just for the sake of fighting. We're fighting for a cause. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake." Last Sunday was Reformation Sunday, so we had a lot to say about that word righteousness and what it means. You may recall we said it was a forensic term or a courtroom term. It's the same as being declared not guilty in a court of law when you have the kind of righteousness the Bible talks about. Paul says to the Romans, "But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe." God has made that perfect righteousness, that not guilty verdict, available to all of sinful mankind. But he's only made it available in one way, not by doing good works, not by trying to be a good person, but solely by trusting in the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's the one way to salvation. That's what we believe. That's what we stand for. That's the righteous cause in which we fight and the banner under which we serve. And by the way, that's what makes us stick out like a sore thumb in this unholy world in which we live. Because the world hates the gospel. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And that's what makes us happy warriors. Jesus said to his disciples, "Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." Yes, Christians can be happy warriors. And what's the second reason we believers can rejoice, even in the midst of suffering and persecution? Because we're fighting for a great reward. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Those who endure suffering for the sake of Jesus Christ, it goes without saying, are believers in Jesus Christ. And faith in Christ, that's the key that admits you to the kingdom of God. That's what entitles you to all the grace and blessings of Christ's kingdom. The Holy Spirit, forgiveness, peace with God, the promise of life everlasting. You don't have to wait for that reward. That reward belongs to you right now. You're already a member of Christ's kingdom of grace by virtue of your faith. That's why we can be happy warriors and carry on smiling in the midst of persecution and suffering. To his believers, Jesus says, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake." Blessed, happy are you. One note of caution here. Jesus says that persecution is only a blessing if two things are true. If you are persecuted unjustly, and if you are being persecuted for Jesus' sake. Now, all too often, we deserve the suffering and the persecution and the reviling that we receive from people. All too often, we deserve the bad things people say about us, because we have been foolish or spiteful or profane or deceitful or dishonest. Don't expect a reward from God when you suffer for doing things that are wrong. As Peter says, "Let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters." Yet, he says, "If anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter." Yes, we all of us have failed many times, have sinned many times, have been absent without leave from the army of the Lord many times. But we can come back to our Savior. We can keep on fighting. We can even be happy warriors because Christ, our captain, has redeemed us from all our sins and failures. And what a blessing it is to have Jesus as our commander and to fight with him underneath his banner. For he's the one who endured far more suffering and persecution than any of us will ever be called upon to endure, and never faltered for a moment. For our sakes, Jesus fought the good fight and was victorious. The writer to the Hebrews says, "Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls." Admittance to the army of Christ is a great enough reward all by itself. Just being saved is an infinite treasure. But there's more. Did you know that for every bit of suffering and hardship you endure for the sake of Christ here on earth, you will receive an increased reward of glory and joy in heaven? It's true. In fact, Jesus says, the worse you have it here in this world, the happier you ought to be. For blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Scripture clearly teaches that there are degrees of glory in heaven. Paul tells the Corinthians that believers in heaven will differ in glory the same way that the sun, moon, and stars differ in brightness. He says there is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. And those who suffer most for Christ, those who bear the heaviest crosses, endure the most hardship and shame and pain and suffering, those people will reap the greatest reward in the life to come. You'll look back and how much did you suffer for the Lord in this life? How much did you have to sacrifice? And how much did you have to give up? It won't matter, Christ says, because you can never come out the loser. Everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. Now, any scriptural teaching can be abused and twisted, and the teaching of the degrees of glory is no exception. For example, Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, he has turned this teaching into a doctrine of works. He says that our motivation for doing good works in this life ought to be so that we can deserve a greater glory and earn a more glorious place in heaven when we die. Is that the Christian's true motivation? It can't be, for Scripture clearly teaches us that the good works we do are a natural fruit of the faith that the Holy Spirit puts in our heart. Like everything else, the reward that the Lord has stored up in us for heaven is far beyond anything we could ever have deserved because of the things we do in this world. It is a reward of grace. Just like everything else our Lord does to us and for us is a product of his grace. It is undeserved. That heavenly reward will be far more than we could ever imagine. The reward each of us receives will outweigh anything we could ever have earned in our service to him here on this earth. What happy warriors we are. For God's lavish and prodigal gifts, his wonderful grace will always bless our meager efforts with rewards that far outweigh our actions. The Apostle Paul says there's no comparison. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That's why we Christians can be happy warriors. We're fighting in a righteous cause, and we're fighting for a great reward. But today on All Saints' Day, we're especially encouraged to remember that in this struggle, we're not alone. In fact, we're fighting in the very best company. Jesus says, when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Why? for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. War is terrible, but there is a possibility of being a happy warrior. And a lot of it has to do with the kind of comrades who fight alongside you. In World War I, the famed German fighter ace Manfred von Richthofen commanded Jasta 11, better known as the Flying Circus Squadron. It attracted all the best fighter pilots from all across Germany. There was a fierce competition to get into this squadron, and for good reason. Because once you got in, you knew one thing. You'd be fighting alongside the very best there was. It was worth it. Well, as a Christian, you have to fight too. You have to endure suffering and hardship and persecution in this life. But you don't have to do it alone. You have your brethren, your fellow soldiers here in this congregation to fight alongside you. But the army to which you belong, of course, is much larger even than that. You are one in the Church of God with all the saints and martyrs who have gone before you in Christ. As a Christian, you belong to the company of all the mighty prophets who suffered and were persecuted for the sake of the gospel. Prophets like Moses and Elijah, Isaiah and Jeremiah. You're in the same fighting unit as St. Peter and St. Paul and the first martyr, Stephen. Martin Luther and C.F.W. Walther are your comrades in arms. The writer to the Hebrews says, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." You are not alone. There are many other happy Christian warriors fighting right alongside you. Wordsworth's famous poem concludes in an interesting way. Despite all the best efforts of the happy warrior, says the poet, he may still die without any fame and glory, lonely and unsung. But the approval of the world is not what matters most. He, not content that former worth stand fast, looks forward, persevering to the last, from well to better, daily self-surpassed, who, whether praise of him must walk the earth forever and to noble deeds give birth, or he must fall to sleep without his fame and leave a dead, unprofitable name, finds comfort in himself and in his cause, and while the mortal mist is gathering, draws his breath in confidence of heaven's applause. This is the happy warrior. This is he that every man in arms should wish to be. That's who we wish to be too. We Christians likewise are not looking for this world's applause. It's enough to find the approval of our great captain, Jesus Christ. So fight the good fight. Keep the faith. No matter the persecutions, no matter the hardships, no matter the challenges, you can face the future with calmness and, yes, with cheerfulness. For you are happy warriors. You're fighting in a righteous cause. You're fighting for a great reward. And you're fighting in the very best company you could have. May our gracious Lord hasten the day when we finally do join all the saints in glory. Amen. Please rise.